It's the Full Force Movie News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Could Paramount Pictures be looking to reboot the G.I. Joe movie franchise with Michael Keaton? Here we go again, maybe. Industry insider Inlike Clint has posted a tweet that Paramount Pictures are looking to reboot the G.I. Joe movie franchise once again, with a few names attached already. Producer David Ellison is said to be leading the way, although there is no certainty that Lorenzo di Bonaventura is completely out of the picture at this stage. It should also be noted that both producers worked on the Snake Eyes movie as well, so it's likely di Bonaventura will be involved. The other name being thrown around is Michael Keaton. That all depends on whether he's freed up as Batman after The Flash, however. It doesn't say what role Keaton would play, but Generals G.I. Joe Colton or Hawk, maybe even Cobra Commander, might be good bets. No official word from Paramount as yet, of course, but we will be keeping an eye on this developing story as it happens. There have been instances of comments and tweets from industry insiders in the past that have led nowhere, but for the most part there is usually some truth to these. In most cases, directions change or other factors prevent certain ideas from coming to fruition, like the story that there was going to be a live-action Joe series focusing on Lady J after the Snake Eyes movie, but of course that was dropped when the movie bombed. Same goes for the other related projects following the last film. Like I said, we will be keeping an eye on this as it develops, but what do you guys think? Want to see another attempt at a successful movie franchise? Would you prefer a streaming series format? Who would you want Michael Keaton to play? And why is it a Batman Snake Eyes crossover movie? I'm kidding, but let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will be back with an actual ton of unboxing videos, more of those fun name-only reveal deep dives for Quick Kick, Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Movie News Burst. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.